Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Got some sad news. Just in, it's breaking. I'm trying to give it to you first. As far as media, as far as, you know, outside of the news, of course, they got it first. As far as podcast, journalism, radio goes, I'm trying to give it to you first. Hopefully, you reach it or receive it before anybody else. I'm messed up right now a little bit because one of our black leaders has just been in an accident. I want to go to the news clip that I heard. Like I said, I want to be the first to bring it to you outside of the normal news. Okay? Our brother is messed up, man.
Some images emerging from Los Angeles. CBSN Los Angeles is now covering this, the crash scene live. Jack, are we going to dip in live to this? Okay, we're going to listen in now to the coverage from our colleagues at CBSN Los Angeles.
Black Horse Road, where this rollover crash has injured pro golfer Tiger Woods. This collision right in on the border of Rancho Palos Verdes. The LA County Sheriff's Department confirming that deputies with the Lomita Station responded to this crash where he was injured, and we are hearing that he broke both of his legs. So very concerning, especially for someone in the sports world and, you know, who's already recovering from a few other injuries to his back. So very alarming here. And I don't see too many, just a few deputy patrol cars down there at the scene. And not a lot of action going on. So they must be waiting for those traffic investigators to arrive. We have our sports director, Jim Hill, on the live line with us right now. Jim, just hearing a few details coming in. I mean, of course, your reaction, and you see this crash. And you know what? Honestly, it brings back those feelings and the emotions from Kobe, from the plane crash. I mean, just, you know, and Tiger's taken to the hospital with some broken legs, but it's just so.
Bad, man. Bad. It's bad.
I grew up in New York City. Blue collar.
It's bad.
Shocking and sad.
Yeah, Jasmine, it's both of those things that you're talking about, shocking and sad. I have talked to different people in the last couple of minutes since I found out about it, talking with people out at the Revere Country Club where they just had the Genesis Invitational where Tiger Woods is the host, and he presented the trophy on Sunday, which is really amazing. And Tiger has just gotten, he was just getting over having a back surgery, so that's why he didn't play. But, you know, when you think about something like this and when you see the accident itself, sometimes you'll say to yourself, oh, my goodness. He is just lucky to be alive and still to be with us, because we have flashbacks of helicopters crashing with Kobe, and of course Kobe left us as well. A lot of people are wondering, you know, why was Tiger driving by himself? Why wouldn't someone be driving him around, because he is Tiger Woods? Well, because he is Tiger Woods is why he drives around by himself. And a lot of people, knowing Tiger the way that a lot of us do, he just likes to get in a car and to drive around and just be an ordinary citizen. But Tiger Woods is no ordinary citizen, and the thing that we want to do right now is hope and pray that he comes through this, and that the injuries that he has sustained, he will overcome. Because something like this, when you just look at it, you say, oh my goodness, you know, we know that he's still lucky, just lucky to be alive, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Yeah, and the fact that this car ended up so far off of Hawthorne Boulevard, so the fact maybe it had to flip a couple times, and again, we're not sure what caused this crash, but you mentioned those back surgeries, his fifth back surgery, so he seemed a little out of it, I guess CBS News Sports was reporting a few days ago, just tired, and he was saying, man, I hope I have some wiggle room before the next tournament in April.
Yes, because a lot of people were kind of talking to him and almost trying to push him towards committing to when he would play again. And, of course, the next tournament that people were talking about him playing would be at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. But knowing Tiger the way that I do, he likes to come back from those things that many people say he's impossible to come back from. I'm not talking about this as one of those situations, because it's a different kind of situation. And looking at the car and how it was and how the crash is. is. He's lucky to be alive, and of course we're thankful for all of that. But when you see something like this, the first thing you say is, we just hope he's better. We just hope he's alive. As of right now, there are not a lot of details as to what happened or why it happened, so it would not be prudent for anyone to try to jump to any kind of conclusions. But I was talking to some people at Riviera just a couple of moments ago, and they were talking about, you know, Tiger was here, and when Tiger does come here, he likes to act like he's an ordinary person. He likes to drive around by himself. He does not like to have a chauffeur drive him to where he's going to go. Maybe this is one of the times when a chauffeur-driven Tiger Woods would have been better off.
I'm Jasmine Veal, and this is sports director Jim Hill joining us for this early edition of KKLI News here at noon. We have breaking news. Tiger Woods, pro golfer, injured in a rollover crash in Rancho Palos Verdes. And you can see just how bad this crash was. They had to use the jaws of life to get Woods out of his vehicle. He was the only one inside, but he was injured. Unconfirmed reports that he broke both of his legs. We are still waiting for an update from firefighters and paramedics and hospital staff after they rushed him, of course, to the hospital immediately following this crash, which happened on Hawthorne Boulevard, right near Black Horse Road, just after 7 a.m. Again, unconfirmed, but that he at least broke both of his legs. And just looking at this, is shocking because of how badly damaged the car is. And actually, that's what the sheriff's department said in a statement that they sent us immediately, because they identified him pretty quickly and got us the details of this, just saying that, you know, how bad the car was. You know, it was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed, and the fact that it just sustained some major damage. I'm going to read some of their statement here, again, from the LA County Sheriff's Department, the Lomita Station, responding to this, and you are looking at some prior footage, video of Woods, I think from just the past few, from a few past tournaments, but he had been here in Southern California, and that's where we just saw Jim Hill. So he had been here actually commentating his Woods Foundation tournament at the Riviera Country Club. So he hadn't been competing because he had back surgery. He was trying to recover from some major back surgery on top of all of this. So again, the LA County Sheriff's Department sending out a statement saying that this morning, just after 7, deputies responded to this crash, this rollover crash on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes, that it was traveling his car northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard and Black Horse Road. The driver, again, Woods, immediately identified as a PGA golfer, and maybe he was able to communicate somehow, or I'm not even sure if he was conscious or unconscious, but they were able to identify him as a PGA golfer, and that he had to be extricated from that wreck with the jaws of life. So you can see where they had to tear off the roof portion to pull him from the driver's seat. The LA County, Los Angeles County firefighters and paramedics, they then transported him to that local hospital by ambulance. And now the traffic investigation is underway by those investigators with the Lomita Station. We've been talking to Jim. Is he still available? Because, of course, he's there at the scene there, or rather at the tournament that has been underway, where Woods was able to present the trophy to the winner. And, Jim, do you remember, how bad that crash was back in 2009 when he crashed his SUV outside of his Florida mansion?
Yes, we remember that. I was just talking about that. That's when he was backing out. But one thing that strikes me right now, when I hear that he had to be taken out of this car with the jaws of life, that means the car was crushed pretty good. That also means, if that's the case, that the car was traveling at a pretty good rate of speed, because that's how cars get crushed like that and turn over. And when the authorities are called to have to get the jaws of life to cut him out of a car like that, a lot of times a highway patrolman will tell you that the car that is the wrecked car was traveling at a great deal of speed. So, like we said, we don't want to jump to any conclusions. But one of the other things that comes to mind right now is, when you think about Tiger and what's happened to him in this crash, people automatically start thinking about
what? What could you possibly think about? Here it come, y'all. It's gonna come up.
My name is Tyler Devereaux. I'm inviting you to attend my brand new two-hour live masterclass. And I'm about to show you what 99...
Kobe and what happened to him and the helicopter crash. So we want to pray for Tiger and wish him the very best. But we also know that when a car when you have to be taken out of a car with the jaws of life, the car is crushed pretty good. And the only way the car gets crushed pretty good is if you hit something at a great deal of speed, or you hit, or you just turn over, roll over with going at a great deal of speed. So like we said, it's we're just getting the details in on it right now. The whole sports world, not just the world of golf, the whole sports world is praying for Tiger, and everybody is obviously praying for Tiger. But we just don't want to jump to any conclusions. But we will say, whenever the jaws of life are used, this thing will smash pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to jump to conclusions, but we know what you're insinuating. I'm going to say this to my people. I hope there was no substance abuse in this situation. Because that's all they need. That's all they need. 1 inch. That's all they need. 1 inch. And they're going to crucify him. They're going to crucify him. They're going to crucify him. Watch. I hope, I pray, there's no substance abuse in this accident, because if it is, they will crucify him. They will bring up the 2009 accident. I know, I know how these news people and this media play. Okay, they're going to bring up the pills, the alcohol, all of the above. They might even throw the cheating scandal in it. Terrible. Don't insinuate. I hate when people say, we don't want to jump to conclusions, but you're leaning towards making me believe the exact same thing that you said you didn't want to jump to. The conclusion of maybe an unsober Tiger Woods. If Tiger Woods was not drinking, was not pilling, if he wasn't taking pills, I hope that this man can come back and win again. And I'm going to tell you why. These are the situations and circumstances that you get a chance to show and prove why you're a champion, why you're great, why you are who you are. When the whole world turns against you and think you're done and finished and it's time to move on, you come back and show them. Now, they had to get the jaws of life to get this man out of the car. The jaws of life. Some of you may not know what the jaws of life are. Where they have to cut you out, spread it open for you. The jaws of life are serious. They only bring those out for serious situations. Now, I see the videos and the pictures of this truck. It's bad. It's ugly. Now, they say only two broken legs. If he only had two broken legs, man, I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. How can I say thank you, Jesus, for two broken legs? Because he could have been his life. It could have been this man's life. It could have been his life. You hear me? Care about no golf right now, man. We talking about one of our black brothers that we watched the whole world turn on. Some of it warranted. But at the end of the day, no matter what he said or did, he's still our black brother. That's right. I don't care what he said about he don't like to be identified as black or whatever. He's our black brother. His father was black. His mother was Korean, something like that, Asian. That's black. It's colored. It's not brown. It's not black, but she is of color. Okay? Okay? We need for y'all to pray for Brother Tiger Woods. Send him prayer. Send him love. Send him cards. Don't worry about golf, man. Stop being selfish. Don't be selfish. People being selfish. Oh, you never gonna play golf again. Damn golf right now, man. Damn golf. This brother had to be rushed to surgery after being pulled out of his car by the jaws of life. I know you don't understand, some of you, what happens when the jaws of life come. They cutting bodies out of the car. Tragedy. Boy, it's a sad time right now. As I sit here and think about and look at these pictures, hear them talk on the news, I can't help but to think about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant. Okay? Now, you can think of what you want to think about Tiger Woods. At the end of the day, half of you Negroes out here wouldn't be playing golf if it wasn't for Tiger. You wouldn't even be caring about golf. A lot of African-American people started playing golf because of Tiger, pro athletes included. Okay? Your kids know who Tiger Woods is. They play golf because of Tiger Woods. Don't y'all act like this man don't mean nothing to the African-American community. Now, excuse my tone, but this is real. I'm going to take a commercial break and be back. Welcome back. Man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm waiting. Oh, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to come out of their mouth and start with the foo-foo. I'm waiting. It's coming. I know it's coming. Social media, I'm telling you now, I'm not worried about people on social media. But you, the media, if you report one lie on this brother, I'm coming for you. Same way I did for Tommy Lauren. You remember her? Where is she now? Not saying that I got her out of here, but we as a people, as a whole, got her out of here. She still does her thing, I'm sure, but she's nowhere near as popular as she was before she started with the foo-foo. We not accepting none of this. Don't lie on this brother, okay? Now, if it's true, it's true. Report it if it's true. Don't jump to conclusions. And don't try to sway our judgment and our minds. Don't do that. Because if you do it, I'm on you. Excuse me for being a little upset, but I know what's coming. I know what's coming. I know what you're getting ready to do. Pray for him. Send your love. If it's true, it's true, and you report the truth. Report the truth. Have no problem with that. Y'all gonna sit here and I know it's coming, man. Oh my goodness. I know it's coming. Run around. Gonna tell these stories on this, man. Watch. Watch what I tell you. It hasn't happened yet. Just listening to the reporters talk about it. We don't want to jump to any conclusions. You say that, but now you putting it in my mind. Now you putting it in people's mind. See, everybody don't have the mind of a strong people. Some people, yeah, oh, Oh, they think he... Nah, man, listen here. Don't you lie. Don't you tell one lie. If it's true, it's true, and you report it. Other than that, you better not. I don't care what he did. I don't care what he said. I don't care how many times he cheated. I don't care how many women he cheated with. He is one of us. He's our hero. One of them, anyway. Sometimes our heroes mess up. Sometimes our favorite people mess up. 2009 was a long time ago, or whenever it was. Doggone it, we in 2021. We in 2021 and we shouldn't be lying on people. We shouldn't be insinuating. That's what you was trying to insinuate by saying we don't want to jump to any conclusions. Don't jump to any conclusions. Don't bring it up. Go ahead and state the facts. The fact is you have no idea. You didn't do an autopsy. You didn't do a blood test. To know nothing. So don't insinuate and don't make people insinuate what you're insinuating. Don't try to sway my mind, man. I ain't no dummy now. You think just because we have fun on this show at times and we talk and entertain you all while we have a drink or two that we dummies? No. None of us are dummies. And we don't want you lying to us. Y'all lied to us for far too long. Way too long. Okay? We won't accept it. It's a new day. Tiger Woods, we need you to get better, man. Can you imagine if this brother came back from this and started winning again? Not even all the time, just one. Okay? They said the man was coming from 5 back surgeries. He came back from 5 back surgeries. Came back and won a Masters. Came back and won a couple tournaments. A couple events, should I say. Imagine what this would take him if he came back from this and won. I hope, I pray you can come back and win again. You know they saying you finished. Y'all saying he finished, some of you. Not all of you. I'm rooting for him now. Not that I ever was not rooting for him, but I'm definitely rooting for him now. You should too. Try to kick a man while he's down. I know it's coming. Y'all gonna say, oh, they didn't say, yeah, how can you even be so sure? Because history proves it's coming. Anybody who ever been in trouble on the African-American side is sure to come up. What he's done, how he did it. You know he did this back then. Man, we're talking about now, not then. He's a brother of ours. He's a brother of ours. I don't care how you like him. I don't care what your thoughts are about him. What I'm drinking in my cup, you can't taste. That's a metaphor. If you can't understand the metaphor, then oh well. I don't feel like explaining it right now. I know what's coming. That's why. I know it. Man been through enough, man. Man been through a lot. Divorce. Scandal. Injuries. Surgeries. If the man come back and win again, y'all can't deny him as being the best golfer to ever live. He already the best golfer in my eyes, if you ask me. Tiger, we need you to get better, brother. Yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset. Yes, I am. Not going to hide it. Because I know what's coming. I'm nowhere near as famous as Tiger Woods. And this happened to me. If it happened to me, imagine what's going to happen to him. Lord, don't let this man have been drinking or pilling. That's a new phrase. I don't care if y'all like it or not. I'm calling it pilling. So from now on, if you a pill popper, I'm going to say you pilling. Not peeling, pilling. Lord, I hope he have not had anything in his system. Because you know the doctors will leak it out. You know the doctors are going to tell it. There's no such things as leaks. Oh, it leaked out. No, it ain't leak out. You told it. Somebody told it. Somebody told it. In this case, it would have to be his medical staff. Oh, they can't just come out and say it because they have something called confidentiality. Yeah, they want the money. They want the scoop. They want the story. They want the publicity for the hospital. They're going to probably try to tell. I hope they don't. If they do, I'm coming after you on every platform, Facebook, Instagram, Apple, Spotify. If they let me on TV, I'm coming on TV, and I'm going to get you. I'm going to call out names like Corrupt. I don't want to insinuate. Well, if you don't want to insinuate, why are you insinuating? We don't want to jump to conclusions. Well, if you don't want to jump to conclusions, why are you insinuating? Why are you putting it out there? You can't just say the brother was in an accident and we hope he's okay. Now, you have to go through all of this because I guess it's entertaining. You think us dummies are going to be entertained by the boo-boo. The foolishness. We don't want to hear no more foolishness. We deal with foolishness every day in our life, man. You talking about one of our legends, one of our heroes. I won't say role models because I don't consider him as a role model, but he is iconic in the African-American community. He's the reason your son or your nephew or your husband are playing golf if you're African-American. Okay? Nobody wanted to play that before him. Not like that. Not on that level. Not say we're going to go golfing this weekend. Not poor and average class people. You had to have money to do that then. Leave our legend alone, man. I will call out names, man. I'm telling you now. This is ear gas. This is ear gas. It's my show. I can say what I want to say. I know it's coming. Watch what I tell you is coming. They probably on Twitter already. Probably on Facebook, Instagram already. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. It's coming. I could bet you $50. I could bet you $1,500. Stand by your brother, man. Let's stand by your brother. This is when we need the support. This is when we need to support each other. Not when he winning. Not when he on the field winning. Or on the turf or whatever the course. It's times like these. Times like these is when he needs your support. Not then. Hell, who needs your support when they winning? We need support when we losing. So that when we win, we can appreciate you. Supporting us when we were losing. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the best golfer ever lived in an accident. Legs broke after the fifth back surgery. On his way to a tournament for the juniors or something, the kids. Let's pull it together and support this brother. News people, anchors, reporters, bloggers, don't report false information on this brother. I don't care what he did, what he said in the past, how you view him, he is still an icon in the African American community. I said it slow so you can hear. So when I come at you, don't try to sue me for slander, because I'm telling the truth. If I'm telling the truth, it can't be slander. You need to tell the truth when you report on this situation. I can't help but go back in my mind and think about that helicopter with Kobe Bryant. Is it the end? Is it the end? You know that's going to be the next thing. Is he finished? Is he washed up? You've been saying that all along. Y'all want him to be over. Y'all want him to be finished. I hope God give him the strength to come back and kick ass again. You won't be able to deny his greatness. Some of you love him because he's been winning. He's making you a lot of money. Do you really care about the brother? If you care about Tiger Woods, the Tiger King, the golf champion, the greatest of all times when it comes to the sport of golf, can you support him now? Can you give him the love that he gonna need to recover from a situation like this? Hey, man, we just asking the question. We just asking the question. Tiger, we hope you get well soon, my brother. Let's get it. Come back and win. We need you to come back and win. Not for you, for us. It was reported to me, and I heard it when the news anchor say you love challenges like this when people think you're down and out. Well, I tell you what, brother, go through your rehab. Do what you got to do. Come back and win if you choose to. If not, man, you've done enough already. You already done enough. It's a sad day. It's a sad day, man. I hope you're okay. I hope he's all right, y'all. I'm calming down a little bit now. But I know what's coming for him. You think he got to fight the repercussions of this accident? Wait till they get a hold of one little piece of information. They don't have any information right now, and they already jumping to conclusions or not jumping to conclusions, but they're insinuating. See, that's the thing about this country and about people in this country. Once you're an offender, you're always going to be an offender to them. There's a small chance and belief that people can change. Now, I don't know if there was anything other than the accident that caused the accident. I don't know if he was pilling. I don't know if he was drinking. I don't know. Because I don't have the information, but I'm not going to report or insinuate that this brother was doing anything. Okay? I'm not. I'm just not, man. It's not right. It's not fair. And it's doggone disrespectful, to be honest. He's been catching it. Since the divorce, since the injury, since the scandal. Man been catching it. He came back and started winning again. And I pray he can do it again. Rub it all in your face. Who am I talking to? I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not talking to black people. I'm not talking to white people. I'm not talking to Asian people. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to you, to your news people, to your media junkies, to your people who want to just report the negative. That's who I'm talking to. Man got children, man. Y'all ready to jump on this story? I'm telling you. If you do it, I'm calling out names and I won't let up. If y'all was following me 2 years ago when Tommy Lauren was on her bull, I got on the bull with her. She wanted to be with the foo-foo and I brought the boo-boo. And I'm willing to do it to any one of you who come up against our brother, Brother Tiger Woods, after this situation. Like I said, if it's true, it's true. Tell the truth. Report the truth. But don't insinuate and jump to conclusions when you don't have no idea what's going on with this man. What if he had a seizure driving? What if he spilled coffee on himself? It was 7 in the morning, they say. I'm asking the question. See, this is why you can't jump to conclusions. Oh, you know he was, yeah, you know he was drinking. You know he was the pills. You know he did it before. Before, I don't have nothing to do with now. If I killed the man 20 years ago, it don't have nothing to do with the man I just killed 2 seconds ago. Totally different situations. Totally different time. Tiger Woods, man. Prayers are with you, brother. We sending prayers to you. Get better, man. Get well soon. That's all we got today for Ear Gas, man. I had to come back and do it. I wanted to be the first to report on this. Not saying I am. I hope I am. Time for y'all to wake up, man. Stop letting these reporters just get away with things. That's why I'm so happy social media is here. We can report our own news. The stuff y'all won't say or the stuff you will say and we don't agree with, we can contest. Tiger, get better, brother. Get better. You're an icon. You're a legend. Strong and mighty. Come on back to us, brother, and win some more. Rub it in their face. You know what they're thinking about you. I hope it's not true. And if it is true, we still love you anyways. We gonna support you even if it is true. What? You know what they're insinuating or what they quote unquote are not jumping to the conclusion of. But you're a black man, and they're going to always jump to the conclusion if you messed up before that this is the reason or the cause that you messed up again. I hope it's not true. Even if it is true, we're going to support you, brother, because everybody needs help and support when they're going through something like this. Ear Gas.